Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brautz visits a married couple that cooks and has a passion for Nordic cuisine and community in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
This is the story of a married couple, Mark and Leslie, who like each other so much that they spend time away from their day jobs cooking at separate food-related establishments, cooking food together for other food-related establishments. This is also the story of, and I'm totally going to mangle this word, smørrebrød, Danish-style open-faced sandwiches, and how these sandwiches are presented by Mark and Leslie once a month in Urbana, Illinois. And finally, it's a story about how Mark and Leslie, plus smørrebrød, are encouraging the local independent food community to help feed those in the larger community who don't have enough to eat.
For us, it's really fun, but we cheat.
Yeah, we cheat.
What do you mean you cheat?
Because we both love cooking and we're married and we love cooking together. So, I mean, it makes it super easier for us. There's no sacrifice for us.
The house Mark Hartstein and Leslie Bettridge share in East Urbana is cute and tiny and absolutely stuffed with food-related ephemera. Wine glasses, rice bowls, utensils. There's a lot to look at. It's also a book-loving gastronome's wildest dream. There are hundreds of cookbooks of every stripe, plus books about eating and food and their place in the world, all over the world. Mark and Leslie have honored many cuisines when they've cooked together, but a big favorite, and this is the S in CUSP, or their year-old Champaign-Urbana smørrebrød project, is, well, smørrebrød. Here's a description of what the word means from Mark.
Well, it was a sandwich, like many proletarian meals, it was a sandwich that could be easily transported with the workers on their way to work and eaten later down during the day. But for some reason or another, the Danes have this affinity for an open-faced sandwich that they eat with a knife and a fork. And it's usually a thick, hearty rye bread that's slathered in butter or lard and then topped with what have you. Traditionally, herring, very big in the herring, sliced meats, vegetables, mashed potatoes, whatever leftovers were from the night before. Or from the couple days before.
One of my own food books from the mid-1960s tells me that smørrebrød, and I quote, is eaten for lunch by everyone in Denmark from 9 months to 90 years old and can consist of everything between heaven and earth. Mark and Leslie started researching Nordic cuisine and were taken with the idea of putting their own twist on the idea of smørrebrød and bringing it to local eaters. They would not only use locally sourced food whenever possible, but would purchase foods not locally produced from local suppliers, the next best thing, and the food would look good. These would not be sandwiches smeared with leftovers.
A lot of it is about the visuals. You eat with your eyes first, of course, which is a cliche, but nonetheless true.
One of the many books on their shelves is called Mission Street Food by Anthony Myant and Karen Leibowitz. It's the story of a husband and wife team who took the concept of a pop-up restaurant, people who cook coming into a restaurant kitchen with permission, of course, and cooking their own thing, often alongside the people who actually own the kitchen. They first borrowed a Guatemalan taco truck and then an actual restaurant once a week to serve their version of street food to food geeks in San Francisco, with a dollar a plate going to support a local charity. Mark and Leslie decided to do something similar, but instead of street food, they were going biking. They started bringing the smørrebrød they prepared to an off-site kitchen to the Bouvon Wine Bar in Urbana once a month and decided to donate a dollar per sandwich to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, a regional food bank in Urbana that serves agencies and programs in 14 counties.
It was important to us to focus our energies on a local charity. First off, it had to be kept local. And second off, it had to tie into what we did for a living, which was cooking. So the inspiration was we gave back to the community through our avocation.
The CUSP events, which have happened every month for the last year, have been a hit. The area's usual happy eaters, as Mark calls them, are often in attendance, but new faces, including some homesick Danes, have also come by for a taste. Most impressive, though, is what they've been able to do for the food bank. CUSP has given over $2,400 to the food bank over the last year, which has enabled the food bank to acquire $24,000 worth of food for food pantries in the area. Both Mark and Leslie feel strongly that the so-called foodie community is well-positioned to help the hungry in our area by doing what it does best, making great food and getting people together. Leslie.
As people who provide food for other people, I think it, in a sense it's almost our responsibility to remember and try to help people who don't have enough to eat.
The next CUSP event is in January 2013. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.